Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game, Derek Mason, Braden Gall, Marquise Munson producing, and of course joining us on the show each and every Thursday at 8 o'clock, Joe Rexroad from The Athletic, brought to you by Holly Gerenzen, your local GEICO agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, home, motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with GEICO. Joe, my question for you, and this is, we had some questions on the text line, the game text line there, about this as well. We discussed it. Would you rather be playing the Texans at home this week and on the road in week 17 like they have the schedule, or would you rather it be flipped?
Huh, that's an interesting one. I think, that's actually really tough. I guess I would take it this way because, you know, if you're the Titans and you can keep it rolling and you can get this win, now, of course, it's not like Drew Brees will be any picnic, but, you know, the way the Bucs can just rise up and beat anyone, and, you know, they just beat the Colts. The Colts are playing well, but the Bucs, you know, the Bucs could beat the Texans next week. You could be in a position to be the division champs going to Houston. And that game could just be for whether you're going to be the 3 or the 4 if you're the Titans. So.
And you'd also would be healthier in the secondary where you might need it the most.
There you go. That's right. That's right. So, but I can certainly see the case to be made for, having the finale at home. It's interesting too. It's like with the Texans, I expect them to respond. You know, I expect them after the dismal performance. They're just a weird team. They've got about 3 or 4 Sundays this year where you're like, what is going on with these guys? But then obviously they'll also play great like they did against the Patriots. I expect them to respond. So, you know, if this game were at home after that Denver loss, you'd have this angry team at home, and maybe that would just not work out in your favor. Maybe they'll respond, but you can still get them because you're playing so well and you're in your building, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Yeah. I said it would have probably been better for the Titans had they got them after the New England game, because when you put so much into that New England game, typically the next game, the way Houston plays, they've been so inconsistent, then that would have been the game where, you know, more than likely you would have won. Now, they're dealing with injuries, the Titans are, on the defensive side of the ball. What is a bigger loss for them? Is it potentially not having Vaccaro, who's still in concussion protocol, or Adoree Jackson, who's still dealing with a foot ankle injury?
Man, that's a good question too. You guys are hitting me some good ones there.
Boom.
The thing is, I think long term they really need Adoree back. You know, and I don't think they're going to have Adoree this week. It looks like it's, you know, really possible they could get Vaccaro back. Bigger, boy, I don't know. The thing is, like, LeSean Sims, if he comes back, you know, then you feel a little better about that corner depth and different things you can do. The safety depth, you know, I mean, you got a rookie going back there with Byard, and I think he's a promising rookie, but I just think Vaccaro has been Vaccaro has been just a tremendous pickup. You think about how that all went down, with Cyprian getting hurt and they scoop up Vaccaro. I think he's been tremendous. So I think if Sims is back, you feel a little better about, you know, not having Adoree. I mean, obviously you'd wish you could have 4 Adorees to deal with, Hopkins, and especially if Fuller is playing in this game, because as everybody knows, when you have the blazer to go with Hopkins, that's when you really, have your hands full with the Texans. So, I don't know. It is close, though. But, honestly, LeSean Sims being out there yesterday, I thought that was pretty significant news with that.
Well, Kenny Stills isn't no slouch either.
Yeah, he's a deep threat, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. No, I mean, and Duke Johnson out of the backfield, I mean, you know, they've given Deshaun Watson – you know, when he's got everyone playing, I mean, it's quite a collection.
Joe Rexroad joining us here from The Athletic. And we've talked a lot, obviously, about Tannehill and Henry being the two guys that are sort of spearheading this. The offensive line has been far better, and we know Arthur Smith has been good. A.J. Brown's developed. There's a lot of reasons why the Titans are doing what they're doing, but Tannehill and Henry are obviously the two guys. We had a discussion earlier in the show, Joe, about who's got the sort of the face of the franchise mentality, and I don't, you know, Tannehill's sort of similar to Marcus Mariota in his personality. He's kind of quiet. He answers questions in a very Belichickian style way, sort of. It's very matter of fact. It's never, he's not a Taylor Lewan type of rah-rah guy. But Derrick Henry's also a very reserved and shy and kind of quiet, keeps to himself kind of guy. I just think Derrick, if they continue and they both get re-signed and Derrick Henry carries this team to a postseason with an injured leg, I just think it's only going to build on his like legendary status. I think Derrick Henry is not even close the biggest star on this team moving forward.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you're making a face of the franchise, argument, I think it's easy to make it for Derrick. And you know, Tannehill has been obviously a revelation. And you know, if this goes the way it's going, and they sign Tannehill to a multi-year deal and all that, then you know, maybe it's changed or it's a two-headed thing. But I mean, Derrick Henry is the separator for this team. He's the difference maker. Everything's built around him. And you know what? He's also, you're seeing this year signs, you know, even like the Titans put out a video after one of their wins this year, you know, with Henry kind of leading the huddle in the locker room, you know, and saying a few things. He was a little bit outspoken, you know, in Oakland. I mean, I asked him about the crowd and he, you know, said like, hey, it better be full, basically, you know, and it was like, wow, Derrick Henry saying some stuff,
right.
You know,
right.
So you're seeing that start to happen with him too, a little bit more confidence to be kind of a team spokesman. He's always going to be quiet. That's his nature, but yeah, he's what they build around here. I think if we're being honest about Tannehill's career, if you're saying what's the biggest difference between, you know, Miami and here, you know, he didn't have a Derrick Henry or anything close to a Derrick Henry in Miami. And, boy, that, and look at, you know, 14.4 yards per attempt on play action, passing. I mean, kind of speaks for itself.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't have the collection of skill guys I believe he does have here. Jay Ajayi was really good before injuries, yeah. But he wasn't. He's not Derrick Henry. Looking at where this team is, and for whatever reason, this team is on a roll, and they're in the playoff hunt, and this is what we want. This is what the fans have been screaming for. The team is exciting on the offensive side of the ball, putting up points. They're in the playoff hunt. Why does it take for your star running back and your head coach to try to sell to the fans to show up? Do you think they show up, Joe? And if they don't, do you think they ever will?
Well, you know, I've heard some of that this week, and I will have to admit that my old brain is hazy at times, but I swear to you guys that Week 17 game that got flexed to Sunday night last year, there were not many empty seats, and it was not Colts fans in that stadium. You know, I thought that was –
right.
I remember at the time saying, this is it. Like, they've done it. You know, here you go. They can fill this place with Titans fans. And, of course, you know, they got disappointed. You know, Mariota couldn't go, and Gebbert couldn't get it done. But that was
a playoff game, Joe. Like, win and you're in, that's a playoff game. So it took a playoff game for that to happen.
Yeah, sure. You know, look, and some of this stuff precedes me, but I know, you know, the 5-27, and I think years of, I don't think the Titans did everything like they should have done with the fan base.
You know,
I've heard that a lot. I think before Amy Adams Strunk took over as controlling owner, I think there was a lot of, discontent and apathy really, really grew. And so it takes some time to get that back. You know, I think obviously they've done a lot of good things to get it to hear, but you know what, Derek, you mentioned one thing that I do think is important. You mentioned, you know, the idea of an exciting offense. I do think that this team has played some, you know, some boring football. I mean, if you win in the NFL enough, then boring becomes beautiful. But if you're 9-7 and it's boring, and you're not an offensively, an aesthetically pleasing team on offense, then I think that's also a tougher sell. So I would say with not only with this team being on this turnaround, but the way it is very fun to watch this team play now offensively. So you would think that that would matter too if they can sustain that. But there's a lot of options in this city, and you know, I guess I don't find this to be like all that out of the ordinary or strange that it would be hard, you know, to get it back given what happened for several years before this era with John Robinson and Abe Adams Strunk in charge. But I will agree that like this now, this is a game where you would expect it to be full or close to it, and you would expect, you know, an atmosphere to make a difference for the team. And I guess that's what I expect to see Sunday. I'll be surprised if that's not the case.
I think so too, but there's not really an excuse for it not to be. Because, again, the offense is – like all the excuses that we've had in the past, they're out the window now. You're a first-place team with an exciting offense. Like, that's it. Like, this is the whole point of being a fan, is to ride waves like this and enjoy moments like this if you're a Titans fan. This is the whole point. Like, if you're a fan of a team, this is the reason you're a fan, is to enjoy when your team does crazy, cool stuff like the Titans are doing right now. Joe Rexroad, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much. I want to ask you a Memphis-Tennessee basketball question, so if you've got 10 seconds, if you want to give me a real quick answer, just to throw you a basketball bone here, just how important how important is this game? Outside of Kentucky, I think it's the biggest game of the year in the state.
Oh, no question. It's huge, and I actually have something coming up on theathletic.com today about how it's got to continue after next year in Nashville, but no, it's a massive game for both teams. Obviously, you've got the Memphis-Tennessee rivalry aspect of it, which I think we need every year in this state, but also for both these teams. For Tennessee, this is a chance for a valuable win. Obviously, no James Wiseman. If Memphis can go in without Wiseman and win in Knoxville on a packed Thompson Bowling, mm-hmm. you know, I think that says something about where their ceiling is going to be when they get him back.
All right, Joe. Thanks, man.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Joe Rexroad from The Athletic, brought to you by Holly Garenzen, your local GEICO agent on Rosa Parks Boulevard. Holly can help you out with your car, home, motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, located at 2120 Rosa Parks Boulevard. Think local, buy local with GEICO. Joe's absolutely correct. The Memphis-Tennessee rivalry needs to continue, and it is the biggest game in the state outside of the Tennessee-Kentucky game, and Thompson Bowling will be insane on Saturday.
In the membrane.
It will be insane. Question about the fans and the crowd. Interesting question from Tyler about superstitions, but I also want to continue the conversation about the crowd, what we expect to see from the Titans on Sunday. This is Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game.